Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny, breezy, upper 80s around 90 with wind gust at 30. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, mid 80s. Tomorrow night, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, and Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas Governor Lori Kelly indicating that she's wary of President Joe Biden's mandate that companies with 100 or more employees require their workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or undergo weekly testing. The Lawrence Journal World reports that Kelly said Tuesday at an economic development event that she needs to hear more details. Her office issued a statement last week to that effect. She said she prefers that Kansas continues to work cooperatively with businesses. Most Republicans in the Kansas congressional delegation and Kansas legislature have condemned the mandate. Tuesday night, protests continued for a second night in front of the University of Kansas fraternity Phi Kappa Psi. Hundreds of people surrounded the fraternity. The fraternity said in a statement Monday that they're aware of the allegations and are fully cooperating with authorities in the investigation. Thursday, Kansas News here on the Mid-America Network.
There's a lot to say about the deliciousness of steaks, burgers, and kebabs, and the wonders of a summer cookout. But we figure, why go through all the trouble when beef can speak for itself? Just listen. Translation? Beef. It's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A 7-year-old Arizona girl lost her life in a head-on crash on U.S. Highway 50 in southwest Kansas. The KHP says the child, Isabella Rodriguez Rivera, was a passenger in a Volkswagen Tiguan that tried to pass a vehicle Tuesday near the highway's intersection with County Road 118 in Ford County. A 29-year-old woman from Mesa, Arizona, was driving the Volkswagen east on the highway and struck a Ford Transit 250 head-on on the westbound shoulder. The Wichita Eagle reports both vehicles went into the ditch. The child, also of Mesa, Arizona, died. Both drivers were hospitalized. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment released its latest numbers for the time frame of Monday of this week up until yesterday. In that 2-day time frame, KDHE says Kansas reported over 3,600 new COVID-19 cases. The state also reported 28 new COVID-19 deaths for a total of 5,801 since the pandemic began. Thursday, Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. About 775 evacuees from Afghanistan are expected to settle in Nebraska as part of the first group arriving in the U.S. State Department data obtained by the Associated Press detailed how a first wave of 37,000 Afghan evacuees will be resettled across the country after they fled from their country when the U.S. ended its long war there and withdrew last month. The Biden administration yesterday began notifying governors and state refugee coordinators across the country about how many are slated to be resettled in their states. The State Department of Revenue says Nebraska government collected more tax revenues than expected last month. The department reported net tax receipts of $547 million in August. That's 9% higher than the certified forecast. The gains credited in part to corporate and individual income taxes. Mid-America Network News.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Increased traffic expected along U.S. Highway 36 with the U.S. 36 treasure hunt this weekend. Vendors already displaying merchandise, and the garage sales, yard sales, and community sales will continue through Saturday and Sunday. A listing of those is online at ushwy36.com. That's ushwy36.com. Communities also have printed maps available. You can list your items and your garage sales on our party line. Call weekdays 9:40 until 10 a.m. to the party line on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Or you can email us direct, partyline@bluevalley.net, listing your location and the larger items that may create interest. The annual U.S. Highway 36 treasure hunt continues through Sunday. Expect increased traffic in and along U.S. Highway 36. Southern School District patrons in Wymore Blue Springs turned down a proposal that would have improved elementary facilities, with 60% voting no on a mail-in ballot tallied Tuesday. The unofficial total showed nearly 47% of registered voters responded, with 408 voting no, 277 voting yes. Again, the Southern School bond issue was defeated on a 6-4 margin. Release from Marysville Police Chief Todd Ackerman remains a topic in the community as citizens took to social media this week to show support. Many questioned what was behind a decision that came as a surprise to many at Monday night's meeting, and several dozen residents rose to speak in support of Ackerman. No additional formal comments have been made, just confirmation that the personnel matter was not criminal in nature. Mayor Jason Barnes, at the meeting Monday, replied, "We cannot comment to a direct question as to what prompted the decision." It does appear, however, to be related to an action by the council in recent months clarifying that city administrator has full authority to hire and fire all city staff with exception of appointed positions. Councilman Terry Hughes had requested an attorney general opinion of that matter after consulting with Kansas League of Municipalities previously. That request was denied on a council vote. A special executive session of the council held August 31st for discussion, including personnel, is also believed to have been related. It was reported that Ackerman sought legal counsel. The 15th annual Fall Fest is this Saturday in Washington. A kickoff party begins the activities with live music downtown in front of Brick Street Financial, featuring the Wes Cosman Band on Friday night. A breakfast with the Boy Scouts, the Methodist Church, begins at 7 on Saturday. Cornhole, a car and truck show with registration starting at 8:30. Then on display from 10 to 3 will be featured, plus a vendor fair, kids games, and inflatables 10 to 3. This year, a People's Choice Barbecue judging contest begins at 12:30. $10 armbands are available at the Thrivent office in Washington. And a poker walk downtown begins at 1 o'clock Saturday. The Washington County Saddle Club demonstration at the Fairgrounds Arena begins at 6:30. Wrapping up Fall Fest Saturday in Washington. The Washington County Historical and Genealogical Society will host its quarterly meeting Thursday, September 16th, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Emmons Schoolhouse Museum on the southwest corner of the square in Washington. Mitch Sebakrowski of Fairbury will be guest speaker, talking about the history of Washington County towns. All are welcome 7 p.m. Thursday for the Washington County Historical and Genealogical Society meeting at the Emmons School on the Square in Washington. Dennis A. Hartley, age 64, of Marysville, passed away September 7th. No services planned at this time. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dennis Hartley. Jay Fry, age 68, of Haddam, passed away September 9th. Private family service will be held at a later date. with the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville in charge of arrangements for Jay Fry. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu, fish, potato wedges, coleslaw, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, hamburger, beans, broccoli, and cauliflower salad, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News Time 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit bluevalley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
High pressure system overhead across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing sunny skies and dry weather for this Thursday. We'll continue with quiet weather for tonight. We do have a front associated with a low pressure system that will swing through across the central, east central parts of the Midwest for tomorrow into tomorrow night, just bringing scattered chances for some showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, behind it, it looks like we'll see beautiful weather for the weekend with mostly sunny skies. Temperature wise, we will continue to see temperatures ranging in the mid to upper 80s. So across the area, sunny, breezy, upper 80s with wind gusts at 30. Tonight, clear, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, sunny, scattered storms in the afternoon, mid 80s. Tomorrow night, isolated showers and thunderstorms, 63. As we enter Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny, upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Two record high in the state, 102. The average low 57, the record low 33. Sunset this evening at 7:35. Sunrise in the morning at 7:10. Clear skies at sunrise, 64 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 16th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
September 12th through the 18th is Assisted Living Week, and Colonial Acres invites everyone to come and see for themselves how enjoyable life can be in a setting where the ones you care about can have the independence they want with the assistance they require. Colonial Acres in Humboldt. Caring is what we do best.
Baseball's postseason mad dash heats up and calls for accountability from several decorated Olympians. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Looking to keep pace in a tightly competitive American League wildcard race, Brett Gardner delivered a timely hit to bail out his teammate.
And the pitch is popped up into shallow left center, and it drops. How do you like that? Wade scores, and here comes Torres. He scores.
The call on WFAN after Yankee reliever Chad Green gave a two-run home run to the Orioles in the bottom of the eighth. Gardner got both of those runs back for the Bronx Bombers with the single in the ninth. New York held on to beat Baltimore 4-3. For a second day in a row, the Red Sox had the Mariners' bullpen number.
Here's the pitch. And a high ball. Off the mitt of the catcher, goes to the backstop, and Lopez scores the go-ahead run.
And WEEI, Boston tops Seattle 9-4 to remain in a virtual tie with the Yankees and Blue Jays for the first wild card. Four Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles and Ali Reisman, delivered gut-wrenching testimony on Capitol Hill, asking for the FBI to be held accountable for badly mishandling its investigation into the abuse they suffered at the hands of disgraced former Team USA Dr. Larry Nassar. ABC's Rachel Scott.
Gold medalist Ali Reisman accusing the FBI of lying and dragging its feet for more than a year.
It was like serving innocent children up to a pedophile. on a silver platter.
Her teammate, Michaela Maroney, describes telling FBI agents how Nassar started abusing her when she was just 13.
I began crying at the memory over the phone, and there was just dead silence.
Maroney accusing the FBI of covering up her claims to protect Nassar.
The FBI director also appeared at the hearing and apologized to the gymnast. Nassar is serving multiple life sentences after being convicted of sexually abusing scores of young female athletes. I'm Dave Packer, ABC.
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast the home opener, Marysville hosting Rock Creek, and our Friday feature game, Valley Heights hosting Horton. Cape Prep's pregame starts at 6, TVL Roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State Saturday, 11 a.m. pregame. Kansas Saturday, 1:30 pregame, live on KNDY.
On September 17th, everyone at Auburn Auto Center asked listeners to please fly the American flag in honor of the military men and women who suffered as prisoners of war and those who are still missing in action. From all your friends at Auburn Auto Center, find them at 2314 J Street in Auburn. Hunter's Headquarters honors the American military personnel who are or have been missing in action or prisoners of war. This great nation is wondrously free today because of them and the sacrifices they made on behalf of all Americans. From the patriotic staff at Hunter's Headquarters in Auburn, veteran established and veteran run.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Kansas City Southern yesterday announced the termination of a merger agreement with Canadian National Railway. KCS had entered into a merger agreement with Canadian Pacific Railway, presumably ending the bidding war for KCS. Kansas City Southern determined the proposal from Canadian Pacific continues to demonstrate a company superior proposal under the pending agreement with Canadian National. Now, upon closing with Canadian Pacific's voting trust, each share of KCS common stock will be exchanged for $90 in cash, 2.8 shares of CP common stock. Closing will be subject to approval by the stockholders of Canadian Pacific and KCS and regulatory approvals. In connection with the termination of the Canadian National merger agreement, KCS is paying CN a breakup fee of $700 million. Kansas City Southern will also return an additional $700 million of Canadian National paid to KCS. Kansas City Southern will schedule a new special meeting of stockholders for KCS stockholders to vote on the CP merger agreement. The Red Angus Association of America announcing they will provide herd book registry of Red Angus animals carrying gene-edited traits for heat tolerance and coat color. Both trait approvals originate from specific genetic alterations designed and submitted by Acceligen, a technology company pioneering commercialization of gene-edited food animals. Acceligen has already bred and registered animals that express a trait known for better tolerance to tropical and subtropical heat. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Starting off a Thursday today, had a decent day in the markets yesterday as we saw higher in the corn, wheat, and soybeans. Livestock struggled just a little bit. They were mostly higher throughout most of the day, dropped into the red about halfway through trading and wrapped up that way as well. We'll see if we can rebound that with markets opening in just a little bit today. But we did see corn and wheat yesterday mostly higher and some decent gains with December corn up yesterday 13 and a quarter to 533 and a half. The March corn up by 12 and a half to 540 and three quarters. So not a bad day for the corn market yesterday. KC wheat, same story. They saw some decent growth. December KC wheat up 14 and a quarter to 716. The March wheat was up by 14 points to 724 and a half. Soybeans yesterday, they started off kind of rocky, mostly higher at the end of trading, which was nice to see. November soybeans up 12 points at the end of yesterday to 1294 and a half. January up by 11 and three quarters to 1303 and a half. Meal, they struggled for the most part yesterday, pretty much all day long. October soybean meal down to 10 to 335 and 90 cents. The December meal yesterday was down to 20 to 339 and 60 cents. We did, however, see some green over in the oil side with October soybean oil up 157 to 58.31. The December up by 1.5 to 58 and 37 cents. So not a bad day on that front. Canola yesterday also had a decent day, mostly in the green all across the board there. November canola was up by 750 to 879 and 80 cents. January was up by 880 to 871 and 80 cents. So not a bad day there. Cotton, for the most part, was down, struggled for the most part yesterday. October cotton down 29 cents to 94.67. The December cotton yesterday wrapped up 29 cents lower to 93 and 37 cents. So we'll see if they can rebound it today with markets opening up in just a little bit. Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Thursday morning.
And Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sale begins this morning, 11 a.m. They expect 855 head or better, 10 Charley Cross bulls and heifers weighing 400 to 500 pounds, 19 black and white faced steers weighing at 4 to 6, 19 black steers, 4 to 6, 190 red Angus steers and heifers, 4 and a half to 550, 50 black and baldy steers and heifers, 4 and a half to 550, 65 red Angus steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6. 60 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, another 20 in that weight range. 15 mixed steers and heifers 5 to 650. 11 mixed steers and heifers 5 to 7. 22 black and white faced steers and heifers 5 to 6 and a quarter. 20 black and red steers 5 and a half to 650. 50 black steers and heifers 5 and a half to 7. 20 Hereford steers never 650 to 7, 5 black yearling steers 775 to 8, 50 black steers off grass 8 to 8 and a quarter, 27 black yearling heifers 8 to 850, 9 black and red steers never 8 to 850, 73 black steers 825 to 850, and 120 black steers off grass 850 to 950. Those early consignment listings for the sale 11 a.m. today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Wait, you're already packed?
Packed and ready.
Do you have the directions? Because it looked like dirt roads.
We're all set.
Did you happen to check the weather? Is it going to rain or snow?
Honey, we're good.
Get set for what's next and take it with you with exclusive savings on the all-new BF Goodrich Trail Terrain TA tire and select passenger or light truck tires. Between September 15th and October 4th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new BF Goodrich Trail Terrain TA tires. Or get $50 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires.
See Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promotions for complete details. Offer expires October 4th, 2021. Void where prohibited. BF Goodrich, what are you building for?
Stop on and see Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
Smaller lawns need as much maintenance as large ones, but the techniques are often different. Some full lawn care advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 16th, the 259th day of the year. Actresses Amy Poehler and Molly Shannon were born on this day, and pilgrims embarked for the New World aboard the Mayflower in 1620. Most lawn experts say if you only feed your lawn once each year, it should be in the fall. And here's a few clever tips for fertilizer application. If you have a tiny lawn, there's no need for a full-blown spreader. You can make your own from a coffee can. Punch holes in the bottom and use it like a giant salt shaker. To avoid getting fertilizer on your shoes, walk backwards as you work. And if you have trouble seeing where the ground has already been treated, try this trick. Mix a little flour in with the lawn food. The white powder is easy to see and it won't harm your lawn. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine, 64 degrees, and a warm-up heading into the weekend underway with highs well into the 80s today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Royals put up a good fight, but still took the loss to the Oakland A's yesterday. Matt Olson hit a two-run homer. Josh Harrison drove in three runs. Elvis Andrus had four hits. And the Oakland Athletics beat the Kansas City Royals 12-10. Oakland ended a three-game slide and remained 3.5 games back of Toronto, Boston, and New York in the AL wildcard chase. Salvador Perez provided the biggest highlight for Kansas City with his 44th homer of the season. The Royals to wrap up the series with Oakland today. The Wichita Wind Surge one win away from clinching a playoff spot after a split with Arkansas yesterday at Riverfront Stadium. The Travelers finished off game one that was started Tuesday with a 10-5 win. The Surge came back in the nightcap with a 6-4 triumph. Game three of the series against the Arkansas Travelers is today. First pitch set for 7:05 at Wichita's Riverfront Stadium. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
Tune in this Friday as Marysville hosts Rock Creek on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Valley Heights hosts Horton on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
I guess if I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow this swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here, having quite
the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
We had. I should be over you.